求你真的啊，让啊我们常常纪念他的苦，他为我们所受的苦。
To me, that you always have us to remember the sufferings of Christ for us.
有时候啊，就像母亲这样，她常常爱她的孩子，孩子却很少想到母亲。
How often that the mother of a child is always sacrificing herself for her child, but how little the child thinks of his mother.
同样的，我们常常忘记主耶稣他在十字架上为我们所受的苦，他的身后大爱。
How we have always forgotten the sufferings of Jesus Christ on the cross for us, and how deep and how great His love indeed is for us.
求你不要只叫我们在今天才想起对我们的爱。
Pray that you do not let us to only remember the love of Christ to us on this day.
求你让我们这一天成为我们的生活的每一天，都纪念主耶稣。所成就的大恩大德。
Each and every day, just like today, we are always in remembrance of Jesus Christ and what Christ has accomplished in His salvation to us, His grace, His blessings to us.
帮助我们，因为我们是忘恩负义的人。
Please help us, for we are a people that forget that is God in us.
求你再一次的向我们说话。
May that you once again speak to us.
这样祷告祈求，不配奉主耶稣基督的名圣。
Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
耶稣的受死啊，那个啊受难是一个重大的事件。
The suffering of Jesus Christ is a very important time.
这个英文就是 momentous event 啊，就非常重大的。
And it is momentous. It is a very great important matter.
因为全部的救恩，圣经里面的救恩历史啊，全部圣经所发生的事件，都指向这个主耶稣。
Because everything in the Bible is all pointing to Jesus Christ.
所有的预言，所有的象征啊，铜蛇啊，羔羊啊，碗盘啊，都是。最后都是指向十字架。
All the signs, all the symbols that we see from the Bible, whether it be a bull, whether it be a snake, whether it be the lamb, everything is pointing to Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，假如没有主耶稣的话，没有主耶稣，没有为我们受苦，没有上十字架上的话，我们没有一个人，没有一个人能够站成站立在这里。
But sisters, if it were not for Jesus Christ, for His suffering for us, not one of us can stand.
没有十字架，真的没有教会啊，没有蒙恩的，一切都是空的。
If it were not for the cross, there would not be church. There would not be this church here.
We
would
be empty. 的诗就是一片的空白。
So our songs, our singings become all empty.
所以主耶稣必须上十字架，主耶稣必须受苦啊。
Therefore, it is important that Jesus Christ must stand on the cross and He must suffer.
因为啊，假如没有他的啊来到世上受苦啊，我们呢没有不能够成就什么大事。
If Jesus did not come into the world to suffer, we would not have only able to accomplish anything.
所以他啊。他来到这世上，就是要代表我们，跟我们一同的受苦。
Jesus came into the world in order to suffer on our behalf, to suffer with us.
刚才的经节，我再次读一次，从十六节读起啊，希伯来书第二章十六节，到十八节。
And I will this time read from Hebrews chapter 2:16-18.
说他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔，就是我们啊。
Verse 16, for surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. This is pointing to us.
他说第十七节很重要，所以他凡事应该与他的弟兄相 唯要在神的事上成为慈悲忠心的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
In order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people.
他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能他就被试探的人。
Because he himself suffered.When he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
我也不愿注重这个，现在开始注重十七节，凡事该与他的弟兄相同。
Especially, I would like to emphasize the point in verse 17 that he had to be made like his brothers in every way.
他说凡事跟他的跟我们一样。他必须跟我们一样。
And in every way, Jesus Christ had to be like us.
才能够成为忠心的大祭司。
Not until then would he be able to be a faithful high priest.
他为什么他一定要跟我们相同呢？
Why is it that it was important that Jesus had to be made like us in every way?
就是他跟我们相同的话，才能够代表我们呢。
It's because if he were not like us, he would not be able to represent us.
假如他只是坐在天上的神啊，不是降在地上的，他只是坐在天上的神，他不能够代表人类啊。
If Jesus Christ were only a God who is enthroned in heaven, then he would not be able to represent us human beings.
假如他降卑，但是不要太卑，他只是降一点点，是吧？成为天使的话。他也不能够代表我们。
And even if Jesus were only to be decreased by a little bit, such as being an angel, he is certainly unable. He would have been unable to represent us.
因为我们不是天使啊。
Because we're certainly no angel.
他只能够降卑为人啊，凡事跟我们一样相同，跟所有的事情跟我们一样的话，他才能够代表我们。
For not only until Jesus was decreased to be a human being in full, like us, that he would be able to represent us.
所以他谦卑自己啊，成为人的样子。
For this reason, he humbled himself to take on the form of a man.
他跟我们啊在一起。
That he fellowship.
虽然他是高高在上、荣耀的神。
But even though Jesus is a king.Who is enthroned in heaven? That is the Almighty highest place.
但是这还是其次啊。但是呢，他不只是降卑为人，跟我们相同，他还要受世上的苦啊。
Not only did Jesus humble himself, he also had to suffer.
他要经历我们的软弱。
And he needed to experience the weaknesses that we have.
假如你看啊，再看下去希伯来书四章十四节，我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，是便当特定所承认的道。因为大祭司并不能体恤我们的软弱，并非不能体恤我们的软弱，并非不能体恤我们的软弱。他是曾凡事受过试探。与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
If we read on to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 and 15, it is written, Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way.Just as we are, yet was without sin.
弟兄姐妹，他能够体恤我们的软弱。
Brothers and sisters, that he is able to be merciful and compassionate to our weaknesses.
因为他我们所有的痛苦，他已经经历过，而且经历的超过我们，比我们所经历的更多。
Because of the pain, of the sufferings that we have experienced, he had already experienced, and even more so than we ever.
这样你想想看，假如我们痛苦的时候，我们找人家人安慰我们的时候，甚至弟兄姐妹安慰我们的时候，
Imagine when you're in pain, you're suffering, and when speak with our beloved brothers and sisters who will help to comfort us.
他们没有受过这种苦，他只是随便的抛出一句啊，万师傅将叫爱神的人得益处啊，你受苦，跟神对也得益处。他想都不想，他只是老生常谈的一句话语。
How often that we use these biblical verses, the scripture, to try to console another, and we go for Romans 8:28. All things work for the good of those who love the Lord. And these people, how much have they experienced, even a smidgen of what we have in ourselves?
有时候你跟他讲你的痛苦的时候，啊，我这里痛那边痛的时候，你常常讲的时候，他甚至不耐烦啊。
And even when you might be sharing with a brethren that you are in physical pain, you are in pain, and you repeat to someone else your pain.How often that the other party feels that this is just too much?
他刚才change the subject, 就跳过去，因为他不想听你的痛苦。
And how often that the other party will ignore and even to change the subject because they are impatient with him, a lack of passion and understanding of the sufferings.
能够体系我们的软弱。
Not so with Jesus Christ, for when we come to Jesus and we pour out our sufferings, our pain, He knows, He understands our weakness.
因为我们的病痛，我们的痛苦啊，肉体上的痛苦，他所受的比我们更大。
Our sickness, our physical pain, what He has endured is so much more so than we ever.
你内心里面所受的痛苦、紧张啊、生气啊、忧虑啊什么，他在死之前，他所受过的，岂比你更深
？And all of the feelings, the emotions that we have, that we harbor inside of us, whether it's anxiety, whether it's fear, whether it is even anger, Jesus Christ has taken on the cross.
所以你要想到一个大祭司哈，他跟你。都没有什么关系的，但是呢，我们这个大祭司啊，他说，并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他知道，他会听。
And imagine a great priest who is not just understanding, but he himself has an experience, and so he is compassionate of the sufferings and the pain.
他不会厌烦我们他的 complaint 啊。
And he would never be impatient.Now our repeated outpouring of the suffering and the pain that we experience.
弟兄姐妹，有人以为啊，我们有什么心事啊？我们不要一直他们说祷告的时候不要一直向神complain 啊，就是向神诉苦嘛。
And some they think that when we pray, we should not just complain about things.
面前，你不要说啊，我这个我那个我在祷告的时候不要这样。但是呢，你自己在祷告的时候，你真的是可以把你的心思意念向神敞开。
Very often in front of others, we might not feel as comfortable to outpour our inner needs, our pain, our sufferings. But when we are intimate with God, when we are known by ourselves, we certainly should not withhold ourselves and just outpour our needs to our.
假如你不相信我所说的话，你可以读诗篇啊，你可以读耶利米的哀歌啊，他们都是心里面很多各种各样的痛苦，他都向神敞开来，也没有错误的。
You that do not believe, you certainly are invited to read from the Psalms, and you certainly are invited to read from the book of Jeremiah.
因为这个大祭司，他能够体恤我们的软弱。
Because this great priest can experience our weakness.
所以这里啊，希伯来书第十六节啊，第四章第十六节，他说什么呢？他说祷告的时候什么呢？所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前。 要得联系蒙恩惠，就随时的帮助。
In verse 16, the high point is that therefore let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
弟兄姐妹，世界上没有任何一个人比主耶稣更加能够了解我们的一切痛苦。甚至不是你的配偶，甚至不是你的父母亲，甚至不是你的好朋友，是主耶稣。
Even above and beyond your spouse, above and beyond your loved ones, even your parents, your friends, but this is Jesus.
因为他在十字架上所受的苦，他变成是最能够了解我们苦的。
Because of the sufferings that Christ has endured on the cross, that he is certainly the one.That we can lean on, we can depend on for understanding
ourselves.
He is that one that is able to deliver us.
不止这样啊，
十字架，
十字架更重要的是，它是通往我们永生的门。
Even more important is the cross is the way to eternal life.
我们大家叫做在克西马尼园的祷告的时候就。父啊，假如可以的话，假如你愿意的话，将这杯夺去，但是不要照着我的意思，照着我的意思。
And Paul, the prayer of Jesus Christ, where he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, that he asked Heavenly Father to take away this little cup, and he prayed, "Let it not be my will, and let it be your will."
他不想。因为这杯是神的审判啊！
Because this cup is the cup, a bitter cup of judgment.
啊，假如你看启示录的话，说这个杯是神的烈怒啊。
If you read from the book of Revelation, you see that this cup is wrath. This is the great wrath of God.
所以，弟兄姐妹，历史历代的基督徒啊，圣徒啊。他们的失败，亚伯拉罕的失败。
Therefore, generations upon generations, the falling, the failure of Christians before us, Abraham.
大卫的杀人罪。
David, who was a murderer.
他的淫乱。
And his licentious.
所罗门的拜偶像。
And Solomon, who was an idol worshiper.
哦，知道。你的罪，我的罪。
Until today, your sins and my sins.
主耶稣在那一天都扛在他的身上。
Everything, all of this, Jesus has taken onto himself on that day.
神是公义的神。
Because God is a just God.
这些罪他一定要审判。
He must judge these sins.
他想到你在。神的怒火降在他的头上的时候，降在他身上的时候。
Jesus has a thought that the wrath, the great wrath of God the Father, will come upon him.
天父啊，加入，还有一点点其他的路，我可以用饮用这个杯吗
？Hey, if there is another way.Of deliverance, let me not have to take this cup.
但是天父在很安静啊，没有其他的路了。
But the Heavenly Father did not respond. He was very still, quiet, because there's no other way.
他必须走这条路。
This is the only way.
他必须在克西马尼园受苦。
It was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当他思念神的愤怒的时候，他的汗如泪水他的如血水一样滴下。
Jesus had thought of the great wrath of the Heavenly Father that he would have to bear on his back, that he would be sweating in blood.
但是他爱我们，他爱你。爱我，所以他进入了这个
loved us so that he entered into his death.
因为他受了那么极大的苦。
Because of the great suffering of Jesus Christ.
我们啊，得进入永生的。
We will be able to enter into the eternal life.
看那亚当和夏娃，他们是因为他的罪，使他们不能够进入伊甸园。
The falling of Adam and Eve into sin that prevented them from re-entering into the Garden of Eden.
但是以主耶稣在克西马尼里边所受尽的痛苦。
The sufferings that Jesus Christ endured in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他却带领这些我们信靠他的人进入了乐园里面去。
That allowed us, those who are believers and followers of Jesus Christ.To be able to enter into the kingdom.
现在最重要的一件事情
most important.
是主耶稣在十字架上他的救恩是一个在圣经在里面是一个最重大的事情
is the salvation, the redemptive grace of Jesus Christ on the cross for us. And this is the most important key message in the Bible.
但是是不是在你的心中是一个最重大的事件呢？在你的心中，在你的生命当中，这是不是一个最重大的事件
？The question is: Is this the most important matter in your heart, in your life?
主耶稣的受难是不是你的生命的中心呢
？Is the suffering of Jesus Christ the center?
假如是的话，你不会在受难节的时候才想到这件事情。
If it were, then you would not only think of this.
你会天天的想到这件事情。
You would be in remembrance of this.
你不会想到我多么厉害，我做了什么伟大的事情。
You would not give credit to yourself and be boastful about how great you are when you have done.
你会。只是称颂主耶稣，而不是称赞自己。
You would only give all the glory and praises to Jesus Christ, and you would give no credit to yourself.
假如你的生命只是单单赞美你自己，哦，你多厉害，我的孩子多厉害，我所做的是多么的成功，而你很少讲到主耶稣在十字架上的救恩的话，你没有把它当成中心。
If your focus in your life is how great you are, what you have done, what your children have accomplished, what great things you have accomplished, then Jesus Christ is not the center of your life.
让我们弟兄姐妹，让这个教会在十字架上面站稳，在这边得到安息。
May all the brothers and sisters be able to stand fast on the path to the cross, and may.
我所做的，我讲了很多话，我。 不要让我们的心麻木了。
We pray that do not allow our hearts to be dead.
不要让我们的耳朵挤满了耳油，而听不见你的话。
Ears not be so full of wax that we do not hear you.
而我们的心干硬而不能够感受到你的话。
And our heart not be so hardened that we cannot feel, we cannot experience you.
真的在十字架前哦，帮助我们融化我们的心。
As we go to cross to receive your help, to let our hearts be melted by you.
当我们站立起来的时候，我们是站在恩典之上。
May we be standing within the grace.
让我们不堪一拳的脚步。
Let us not fear to be a part of the grace.
因为除了你之外，我们别无拯救。
For apart from you, there is no salvation.
我们将祈求祷告，不配。
Praise the name of Jesus alone. Amen.
Amen.